This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. And it was lovely, she was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
This country is under globalist UN attack. They publicly admit they're using giant immigrant hordes to break down nations and be socialist voters in Europe and the U.S. Revealed, UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. Infowars.com. Official UN document. Stuart Rhode, oathkeepers.org. Great guy, great patriot, constitutional lawyer, veteran. In the time we have left here to go over this, tell folks, Stuart Rhodes, how the president could secure the border using the military.
Well, what he could do is take a page out of Wilson's book and just deploy the military on the border. I'm not talking about support. I'm talking about, you know, line infantry units, Marine Corps and Army on the border patrol it. And I talked to a very experienced Border Patrol agent just yesterday, in fact, who said that a precedent for it, as they did back in, it was called Operation Gatekeeper in the 90s, where the Border Patrol beefed up from 500 men in the San Diego sector to 5,000, and they locked up the border there. And they did it with a layered system of a border barrier, of a steel fence, the matting they used. And they put behind that a road that could be easily, you know, checked for footprints, and they drag and make it clean again and make it check for footprints, and then a fence, and then behind that another blank area, and then another fence. Then they had quick reaction teams that would then respond in case anyone made it through all three fences. That's what it takes, is a layered system. With the military, you could easily do it with U.S. military troops on the border now and locking it up in a layered system of quick reaction forces in helicopters, in trucks, and on foot. And then you can also use the Army Corps of Engineers to build the barriers. In some places it's more difficult than others, but you can build whatever barriers available to be built there.
Well, sure, and the feds have put up the cameras everywhere you can imagine except the border. It's very inexpensive and cheap now to just put in cameras, like you said, helicopters, and then all you do is slow people down. You have sand so you see where the footprints are, and then all you do is pick up the groups that come through. That's why they're trying to use mass wave attacks that the UN's organizing to try to overwhelm the entire system and then have images of our border broken to encourage the third world to swarm us, which is now happening. We're seeing the biggest numbers of illegals hitting our borders we've ever seen.
Well, actually, I think the day-to-day grind across the entire border is already overwhelming the Border Patrol. There's simply not enough of them. And they have cameras along the McAllen sector, on Laredo sector. They've got, you know, long, tall poles with cameras on them, but they don't have enough men to react. It doesn't make a difference how many cameras you have or how many blimps or drones. You got to have enough men to react to go actually interdict. And that's what they're missing, is the manpower, which you could easily do. The 101st Airborne could go down there with their helicopters and be a QRF force. The U.S. Marine Corps could go down there and very easily interdict with enough manpower to get
it. By the way, I'm not saying do this. I'm saying don't do it. Even London Guardian admits Mexico's controlled its Guatemalan border until the U.N. just broke it last year by torturing people. 6 months to a year hard labor, and they torture the living hell out of you repeatedly when they capture you and when they let you go. And that's what kept people from doing it, was they were afraid of the Mexican federales. Now they're not afraid. The UN has effectively broken Mexico's border.
Well, and frankly, what I think Trump should do is deploy the military into Mexico. He should point out that Mexico does not control its border any longer. The cartels.
It's a failed state. So what, move them in 10 miles, 20 miles?
10 or 20 miles. Go in after the cartels.
Seize all the major roads, wipe out all the cartels. No, I agree. That's what Blackjack did. It needs to be done.
He did. Go down there and take it to the cartels. Clean them out. And by doing that, you're now on Mexican soil. You're no longer on U.S. soil.
And by the way, we're not going to send even police in or military at public range to get killed by the cartels. We just use satellites and human intel to mark all their houses and known cartels. We just send in C-130 gunships and kill them all in 3 hours. Couldn't they take out a couple hundred targets across three or four states in a few hours?
You have to be mindful of making sure you're not killing innocent people, women and children, who have been kidnapped.
Who are killed by the hundreds of thousands. Well, then, the job of going into each of those houses, then will be high casualties. But I guess just send the Marines in, huh?
Yeah, so they could do that quite well. They're pretty good at it.
I think they've done it a few times in Mexico, right?
Yeah, Paul's in Montezuma, right?
Yeah. All right. Hey, great job, my friend. God bless you. We're going to win in the end. Don't let him demoralize you. Stuart Rhodes, oilkeepers.org. Check it out and support it. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
I think that's okay.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Standing in this briefing room right now, there is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
Radio listener, it's not as powerful, but if you're a TV viewer, you saw it. I have clips yesterday and today of CNN three times, MSNBC, Pelosi, Schumer, all of them saying there's no human smuggling out of Mexico into the U.S. when the whole thing is human smuggling. Millions a year, tens of thousands of children. I've got articles saying there's no one trying to take your guns, and the same publication, they say they're trying to take the guns. I've got all the UN reports admitting they're organizing all these migrant waves, and then meanwhile, all over the country, but particularly on the East and West Coast, they are confiscating firearms with no due process, and not only just sending police on an errand they don't agree with that's unlawful, but also is dangerous, real dangerous. I mean, the last person I went to, some neighbor doesn't like an old veteran's got guns, the veteran's done nothing wrong, and then you try to send the cops over there, especially on the wrong day of the week, you know, to take the guy's guns. It's not going to go well for anybody. So how about we send the Southern Poverty Law Center and Michael Bloomberg on those missions? New Washington gun laws spark defiance. That's out of the KCBY, the Washington Times, and others are reporting on it. A lot of sheriffs are saying, we're not going to do this. This is unconstitutional. We're not going to take guns from somebody that hadn't done anything wrong. And we're joined by two great patriots, Sheriff Bob Songer in these Native American names, I messed them up, Clickitat County, I hope I'm saying that right, he can correct me if I'm wrong, and of course we're joined by Joey Gibson, who needs no introduction, who runs the National Prayer Group, who just goes out and peacefully stands up to Antifa. Joey Gibson is the founder of the Patriot Prayer Group, and is, of course, Gibson for Freedom.com. So you're the expert on this, Joey, along with the sheriff on your particular area. But remember, this isn't just Washington State. This is Bloomberg. This is Soros. This is their plan. We can't get national gun bans, which the New York Times said, time to repeal the Second Amendment, take all semi-autos. Of course, they'll take everything after that. This is the target. So Washington's fight is your fight. I know the listeners get that, but this is a microcosm of people fighting back politically. I know Joey goes to these events in small towns. There's 500 people, bigger towns, 1,000. And this has got people galvanized. So, Joey, why don't you conduct this segment the next with the sheriff? And I'll chime in, but you're the expert. And thanks for joining us. And thanks for joining us, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. It's really cool that Sheriff Bob Songer is willing to come on here. And it is pronounced click attack. Some of these counties are very difficult, you know, but it's good to have a sheriff who's willing to come out in the open and to say, you know, stand up for what he believes in, because there's a lot of sheriffs who believe the same thing that Sheriff Bob believes in, but they're too afraid to speak up. And so this is what we need. We need people like Sheriff Bob Songer who's willing to come out in the open, and he's willing to risk everything for the people, for the Constitution. I met with him the other day, and on numerous occasions he specifically told me that he works for the people. Okay, he's not a politician. He doesn't work for himself. He's voted in by the people, and so he will protect the people.
Well, I don't want to gush here, but sheriffs all over the country, particularly in the West, that have stood up to gun confiscation, stood up to all sorts of evil, these are the real heroes. That's why you see the globalists saying get rid of the American sheriff. So, I mean, I should point that out up front. I know these guys are usually pretty shy and not boastful, but I mean, Sheriff, you are a hero. You've been demonized. You've been attacked because you're saying you're not going to follow unconstitutional orders. We, you know, we think of that as just something that's normal, but in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So explain to people what's happening and what you've said.
Well, you're spot on, by the way, and so is Joy. The problem I have with I-1639, it violates the U.S. Constitution and the Washington State Constitution as far as that goes. And the problem with that, it's so confusing for the average person, and even for law enforcement, how it's going to be enforced. I can tell you that I plan on not enforcing 1639, period. The concern I have, not only it violates the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, lack of due process, and they're going after the HIPAA law, where they can actually get your medical records, and they don't say who, but somebody determines whether you can even possess a firearm. Then, in addition to that, if you don't, there's a part in that law, I understand that if you don't have your weapon secured in a safe or something like that in your home, ammunition in a separate area, and you could be in violation if somebody breaks in, steals your guns, breaks the safe open, or if you got them in a closet or wherever you might have them, takes your gun, goes out, commits a crime, they're going to hold the homeowner, the gun owner, criminally responsible. And that's a bunch of BS.
That's like if somebody steals your car and kills somebody, you're at fault.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no common sense to any of this other than the bottom line. If the far left was honest with everybody, they want all your guns. But they know that might be impossible. So what they'll do is they'll chip away at that Second Amendment and go after your guns. In fact, our Attorney General in the 2019 legislative session right now is going after all assault weapons. If it's got a handle, detachable clip, various other features on it, collapsed stock, those kind of things. And so if you say, if you have a semi-automatic weapon, it's got a detachable clip, that's an assault weapon as far as they're concerned.
And again, if you just tuned in, listeners, this is the formula 10 years ago Bloomberg and Soros said they do, and they've spent over $100 million a year between the two of them. They also get U.S. State Department money and bring it back into the U.S. illegally. And Lou Dobbs has been talking about that, trying to cut their money off. So they're running people for local office, and they're using gun control as a way to get their people in. Once they do that, they run a bunch of other scams and do these scam bond offerings that Soros gets money from. Basically, it's a mafia coming to your town, taking your gun, trying to take your gun, and scamming you. I mean, it's just incredible racketeering in my view, Joey.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, these people with the billions of dollars who are advocating to take away the guns from the normal American people, they're obviously going to have tons of armed security. Okay, this isn't about gun control. I mean, this isn't about, you know, guns in itself. It's really about taking away our freedoms and our rights. One thing that has been blowing my mind is I look at what's going on in China. Right now, there's a huge crackdown on the Christians and even the Muslims, too. And they would never be able to get away with that if the people were actually armed. But the crazy thing is we have these Chinese Christians who are willing to sacrifice everything. They're willing to go to prison. They're willing to even be executed in order to continue to preach the word of God. What I want to know is, where's that courage? Where's that in our country? That's what we need. We need people who are willing to stand up regardless of what the consequences are and to stand up for freedom so that our children will be free, our grandchildren.
No, you're right. Where did the fire of God go in America? It's still there, but how do we get to the point where we're not willing to stand up for what we believe in when we've got a real chance of winning, when people that have almost no chance of winning do it because they know it's about the decision they make? Now, I want to talk to Sheriff Bob Songer, who's an amazing patriot out in Washington State, who's refusing to take you to jail if somebody breaks in your house and steals your gun. Okay, of course. Who's refusing to confiscate your guns because the American Psychological Association magically just says you're mentally ill without a real court ruling. By the way, the American Psychological Association just said men, period, are bad.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. 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 No Trump, no wall, no
USA at all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Bob Stronger, who's a great patriot, one of many sheriffs, one of the few that will go on air, saying, I'm not going to enforce these Soros, Bloomberg, publicly funded laws in places like Washington State, but it's Connecticut, New York, it's happened in California, it's at least 10 states I know of are just running around passing the exact same laws to end due process, just take your guns. Somebody breaks in, gets your guns, it's all your fault, breaking your car, it's in the glove box, it's your fault. That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. But it's criminalizing gun ownership is what it is. It's going to let these blue cities persecute people. I hate to even say blue cities. Sounds like the cops are bad. Blue Democrat cities. Trump says emergence, but here's the huge announcement after they leave me. I told you, my Pentagon sources and others said Trump's declaring the emergency to circumvent Obama's executive orders, and they thought he was going to do it last night. Pence signaled that. I'm almost never wrong. I said, okay. Zero Hedge is right. He didn't declare it last night. The video's coming up. We're downloading it right now. It's at the Hill. Trump says emergency declaration coming without border deal with the Dems. President Trump said just now he may declare a national emergency to circumvent Congress and build a border wall if spending talks fail, raising the stakes for negotiations set to resume later in the day. So he got told not to do it last night in the speech. So it would hurt the stock market. I didn't know. I don't think it would. I think him taking action and showing he's in charge would help. But now he's saying, and he goes on to say, but even if that doesn't happen, I'm going to declare one because of the economy. The president said he has the absolute right to declare an emergency, even though legal scholars and Democrat lawmakers say he does not. Well, they also say there's no border crisis. Trump added that his threshold for declaring a national emergency is if he cannot reach a deal with congressional Democrats who have rejected his demand for $5.7 billion. So the comments come one day after he argued the nation. Let's get back to both our guests. Appreciate you both for this segment and the next. Sheriff Bob, just recapping what's happening in your area, what you've done, what you expect to happen in areas where the sheriffs are going to be willing to do this, or what are other sheriffs telling you they're planning to do?
Well, the Sheriff's Association itself voted against I-1639 originally, and of course I can't speak for individual sheriffs. They have to make up their own mind, obviously. There's a lot of good sheriffs out there, and I'm sure they feel the way I do, but it's up to them how they approach this. My feeling on this, we all took an oath under the to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Washington State Constitution, which gives a right to people to bear arms. And I feel 1639, as I stated before, violates that right. You know, there's something we don't want to forget. God, guns, and guts is what made America free. And we're losing that, basically. They chip away at that Second Amendment and make it so difficult for an honest citizen to possess a firearm to protect his family and himself that pretty soon what they hope is citizens will just give up the fight and not arm themselves. And I, for one, I've told citizens, they've called in and asked my position on it. I said, if they come to take your guns, I'll be standing beside you, and I'll call in a bunch of people and deputize them. They are not going to take your guns for no without due process.
I tell you, everywhere else they've taken the guns, Mexico has total gun control. They have the highest crime rate in the world. Can't the left and the globalists just leave us alone? No. They want the prosperity and the money and the power that all this freedom brought. And then why would they want to extinct the thing that gave them a country to come to have so much success, Sheriff?
Well, you know, I think the open border issue, I think that they're hoping that'll increase their voting base. There's a number of reasons I think they do what they do. How, unfortunately, you know, it's going to be on the back of good citizens that we're paying the price. And, you know, I was told by somebody, I don't know how true it is, but there's an individual some years ago, I think it was over in Poland or one of the foreign countries over there, where to make a safer community, they confiscated all weapons. And then he was able to load thousands of people on boxcars, had no way to resist, and his name was Adolf Hitler. So,
and, of course, we know about the Warsaw Ghetto. We know that did indeed happen.
Yeah, exactly. And history can repeat itself, and you know, they're headed towards socialism and all this nonsense.
Hell, we got Antifa not letting people have Christian marches all over the country. My reporters tried to go cover an event, and Antifa had semi-autos and threatened to basically kill my reporters, and the police did nothing in Austin because they're Blue City police. And I mean, people see that. It's like, this is happening to us. And the left says, once we get your guns, we're going to kill you conservatives and you Christians. And they've done it everywhere. They mean business. Joey, I tell you, I wish we had sheriffs like this guy everywhere.
Yeah, and the truth is we do have them out there. They're just more concerned about the consequences, like I was saying earlier. I think, you know, Sheriff Bob Songer's a really big deal for us right now because he's a voice for the rest of the sheriffs. He's there to say what all the sheriffs are thinking, but maybe they're too afraid to say. And so I think that, you know, we all need to be thinking, Sheriff Bob Songer, if you're in Klickitat County, you guys definitely elected the right sheriff. Like, this is the type of sheriff I wish I had in Clark County. My sheriff in Clark County, without hesitation, said, yep, on 41639, never even questioned it, never even really talked about some of the things that are unconstitutional. It's unbelievable that they're literally going to have people in back rooms going through medical records, right, and just decide who's eligible and who isn't.
Like, again, no judge, no jury. It's a new super class. These psychologists are almost all leftist. I mean, the American Psychological Association just announced, Fox News covered it, and said men in traditional roles, period, is a mental illness. I mean, these people, this is a cult of lunatics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do really like another thing, too, that Sheriff Bob Songer did, because this is the thing, they don't want men to be men, right? But Sheriff Bob Songer, he got 130 citizens, you know, not paid, volunteer, doesn't cost any taxpayer money. So he has 130 armed citizens ready to act at any moment. Especially in a county, a rural county working.
So he's really reenacting the original a posse. He's enacting the real power of the sheriff.
Absolutely. So, Sheriff Bob Songer, you should tell him about that.
Yeah, tell us about. I mean, you're bringing back local civil defense to the Constitution. That's awesome.
Well, what we have is, and let me say first, though, I'm not speaking for the Sheriff's Association.
Oh, I know you weren't. When I asked you, we got to go to break. We're short on time, but come back and tell us about that, too. We're not saying you speak for the sheriffs. We were asking what other sheriffs privately are telling you the sense of things.
Right, right. And that's what they're telling me, of course.
Sure, yeah. We know you're not speaking for them. We got to go to break. Joey, tell folks, you've got a lot of places to find you. Where's the best place?
GibsonForFreedom.com is the best place because it's not being censored. Otherwise, you go to Patriot Prayer on Facebook. But if you go to GibsonForFreedom.com, you can donate and you can sign up on the email list. Email list is the best way to guarantee that they'll be able to keep updated on all events.
All right, we're going to come back and get the sheriff to break down a lot of key points on the other side. We're very honored to have both of you. As I know the listeners are, very honored as well. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down? Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free package on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
just had a piece before I came on about in India mass raping women with iron rods. So that's why I was, and I said, Piers, you just came out of break with the last news package about this practice of, I guess, they almost sterilize women with a rod. It's horrible. God, those guys need to be executed. And it's not the iron rod's fault. It's not the gun's fault. It's not the car's fault when Islamists just runs over people. So Sheriff Bob Songer was out in Kennecott County and Seattle and all these other big cities. They want the guns confiscated. Just in some back room. Get into this, Sheriff, because it's in the law. I remember reading this myself before they passed it. And then, you know, of course, Joey jump in here, who's been helping expose all this, Joey Gibson, the National Prayer Group, just about how dangerous this is, not even from a Second Amendment perspective, but also want to get into your posse, and you're trying to make another point about not speaking for the Sheriff's Association. So basically, in the 10 minutes we've got, other key points you want to add for viewers.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Alex and Joy, for getting a chance to be on and address 1639. Let me first touch on the posse. It's a citizen organization, volunteer, and of course we do backgrounds on folks to join the posse. Because I am a big Second Amendment guy, then they're allowed to carry a firearm when they're in uniform. Well, they can carry it off duty anytime they want, but while they're in uniform, they can carry a firearm after they've qualified through the NRA qualification course. And but we use the posse members for events like security at county fair, rodeos, assist on traffic control. They have no arrest authority unless an outstanding emergency was to come up, then I could increase their authority at that point. But
and let me guess, I mean, I was reading that it's been a success since you did it, and it saves the county a lot of money.
Absolutely. And by the way, we have 6 private pilots that fly for us at no cost, not even for fuel. They donate all of that. They fly for us during fire season. They look for fires. If we have a suspect, we're looking for.
But that's the way it's always been in any free society. The men and women, men particularly, have that duty. They have their regular job. But then when there's an emergency, they work with the local constabulary, and that's the power of the society, the community.
Absolutely. They're a partner with our law enforcement agency to make a safer community, and I'm extremely proud of those individuals. And we have reserve deputies and search and rescue volunteers as well. But the posse itself, over about a 10-11 month period, the hours that they put in, calculated out at a minimum wage, is around $269,000 they saved the county. And services.
But it's about getting everybody involved, and it's just the American way. It's the Western way. It's the way that works. Getting back to this gun confiscation, what do you expect to happen? We've already seen other areas of the country where somebody in a secret liberal back room says this guy has PTSD, he doesn't have a criminal record, he didn't threaten anybody, but let's just take his guns. And then
it won't happen.
Yeah.
It will not happen on my watch. I will stand there with that individual citizen and prevent that from happening. And if need be, it could get ugly.
So, I mean, we really are. We don't want violence, but we're not starting anything, Sheriff and Joey. But we kind of have that Bunker Hill moment coming when you've got the left and cities they control and the police help Antifa attack people. They stand down. They're anti-free speech, and now they're coming for our guns, and now they've got the pedophile groups in the school sexualizing the children. And at a certain point, I'm afraid that Bunker Hill moment where they come for the guns is going to have that shot heard around the world, Joey.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's true. It's something we definitely want to avoid, and I know you talked about that all the time, Alex. You say a civil war is not going to work to our advantage. You know, we're talking about a lot of people dying, and it's probably going to give more power to the government. But unfortunately, it's like, how much can you push? You know, how much can you push and poke before people come back? And the interesting thing to me is you have different situations where they've tried to go in and take guns, and they see how the public reacts. One example, in Seattle, I believe last year, they went in, the police broke down a guy's door, took all his guns because the guy's neighbors felt uncomfortable because he was open carrying all the time. which in Seattle you can open carry anywhere except for a private property.
Oh, I've seen articles where a guy, you know, the city grows out to his area, was a case in Texas, and the guy's skinning a deer in the countryside, and the neighbors yes. call the police, and they take him to jail, calling 10 guns an arsenal because it upset the Californians that the guy was gutting the deer. These people are crazy.
Absolutely true. Now think about this. I remember that. Now, here's what's really interesting. I talked about this last time I was on your show in Bonner County in Idaho. Okay, you remember when the VA was going around taking all the guns from the veterans. Now, what happened? The sheriff stood in front of the guy's house, right, with over 100 citizens and even Matt Shea, who's from Washington State, or a state representative. They stood out there and said, you're not going to come in and violate the Constitution and take this man's firearms. And look at the difference in the response between that and Seattle. Now they know they can't go in that county. They know that county will stand up. What happened in Seattle? Nothing. No outrage, nothing. So they.
But let's be clear. People like Sheriff Songer and the other sheriff, people have to support them, pray for them. He's going to get demonized coming on here. They'll make a bunch of lies. Soros and Bloomberg are openly financing, trying to stop. In fact, Sheriff Songer, I haven't followed your particular case, but I'm sure you're aware of the millions that those guys are spending in Washington State alone to try to defeat folks like you. So you've got even more courage sticking your head up because obviously they're going to target you now in your reelection.
Yeah, well, I just went through a reelection and got reelected. So,
good.
So
folks like what you're doing.
Yes, and I am awful proud and humbled that I get to serve another 4 years for the citizens. And really, that's what it's about. You know, elected sheriffs, their only boss, is the citizens. And it's not some board or council or anything like this. And I can tell you, I served 4 years as a police chief in Elko, Nevada. And I can tell you that police chiefs feel just like I do. But unfortunately, they don't have the ability that a sheriff has because the sheriff's elected. If they speak out and their boss, council, or mayor happens to be liberal, then they better be looking for a new job.
Sure. So municipalities are muzzled, and that's why the office of the president going back 800 years is so sacrosanct.
Yep.
What do you think, Sheriff, of the attempts by the globalists and the left to remove and munialize the sheriff and merge it under cities? That's ass backwards.
Yeah, well, that's what they'd like to do. And you see some of these home rule counties where the sheriff's position is actually appointed. Well, you're getting right back to a police chief's situation. They need to keep those sheriff's elected positions because the people then have say-so.
Well, sure, it's another check and balance. If the jury, the grand jury, the people elect their law enforcement. Wow, what a British and Americana idea. Gentlemen, I want to salute you both. I want to thank you. Joey, the great work you're doing. Sheriff Bob Songer, please come back on to advise us of what's unfolding in your area. You're the front line of the defense of not just your constituents, but also the country. Is there any way for people to contact you, Bob, if they want to try to support you or interview you, or just, I guess, go to the website for the county there in Washington?
They can do that, or they can reach me on my cell phone. It's 509-261-1833.
Okay. You're about to get 5,000 calls, but some of them will be mean. Hell, this guy's John Wayne for real. All right, gentlemen, we love you. We appreciate you, and I'll meet you right there at the Alamo. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to know there's still some Americans left. We'll be right back with the breaking news.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here. You got the David Knight Show in the morning, so I'll be back 3 weeks or so. Had a heart attack. It's getting better. We got a great host filling in there and did a great job in the morning. A selection of people like Harrison Smith. Paul Watson's going to be on tomorrow. That's Friday. He's going to be co-hosting. He's on this show tomorrow. All right. I feel like I should open the phones up for callers to talk about Trump's speech last night and the fact that he said, I may declare a national emergency. I'm going to declare a national emergency. The word was he was going to do it. Now there's reports where he's back out saying it. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but that's in the Constitution, and it's also a fact that Obama put in executive orders that I think are unconstitutional. They can only be overridden by a new emergency. And that's how Obama created a government within a government of his operatives staying behind in the system to block the president. So, you know, the most disquieting thing is that Trump says, get the troops out of Syria. Cut them in half in Afghanistan. And we just hear, well, that's not happening. All these people are resigning. How dare you destabilize things when it's Obama started the Syria war, funded the Arab Spring. It's just like, what? He was the one that let ISIS come in and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and all of that, and the big columns of trucks driving in. And the media just ignored it. And then now it's Trump's fault that we had to deal with Syria once they were defeated to pull out. And then I see Trump being countermanded by all this, and it's because the bureaucracy is at war with this country. You know, there's a name for that biologically. It's called cancer. That's right. It's called cancer when your own tissues start doing what they want. Could be your liver, could be your skin, could be your lungs, could be your blood. And it just goes haywire and starts doing whatever it wants. And I look at the talking points put out by the Democrats on every issue. I've got three or four clips the last day. There is no human smuggling on the border. There is no crisis. I've got like 10 clips of that. You've all heard it. No reason to play it. It's everywhere. And then I saw one of these Democrat congressmen. I have trouble pronouncing his name. It was like Klingon. I'm going to play a clip of it. Just during the break, I was just literally getting a cup of coffee in my DrudgeReport.com cup. By the way, this is my cup for like 10 years. So people stop using it, then it's I find it other people's offices. I have to go find this every routinely in my cup. Leave it alone. It's mine. I'm not an authoritarian around here, but keep your hands off my damn cup. And I'm sitting there watching Fox News like 5 minutes ago. And we've got all these TVs on, and it's like, there's no reality here. Nothing's happening on the border. Everything's fine. It's just like, where does it end with these people? What are they doing? I think you're that dumb to act like you heard Trump say we're a nation. God, I can't believe the FCC even let him say that dirty word. Yeah. Next they'll tell you ducks quack. I know it's crazy. We've got a whole bunch of these clips coming up next hour. We got a special guest joining us. And I'm going to open the phones up too. But let's play just the latest one. I just hit pause on the TV in there. We've got the DVR wired in here. Here's Fox News like 6 minutes ago. Here it is.
I thought that Donald Trump made a speech that's completely inconsistent with reality. It could have been something that we heard at a rally, not something that we should hear from an Oval Office presentation.
Fox News.
Stop right there. So he sits up there trying to sound credible with huge waves of people smashing over borders and death and disease, the UN admitting record TB, all of it pouring across into U.S. schoolrooms. That's in the news today. And all these attacks going on, and he says there was no reality in it. Well, his clip's nothing. In fact, I've got all the clips here where they say there is no child smuggling, there is no human smuggling, there is no caravan. Other clips, no one wants your guns. They're everywhere saying, we will get your damn guns, and they're like, look, no one wants your guns. But the greatest illustration of this that I've seen so far is a story on Infowars.com about their fact-checking Trump's speech. You know, CNN has this thing where they put up thousands of gumballs and say, that's every lie. Like, look, Pinocchio's nose is growing. And you actually look at what Trump's done. He's backed off on a few promises, gotten done the lion's share of what he said he would do or tried, and then you fact-check every fact-check they do. Here's an example. PolitiFact Snopes have articles saying, is it true the UN wants to flood North America with 600 million, quote, migrants by 2050? And you read their fact-check, and it says, false, totally false. You read the first few paragraphs. You read the bottom, it says, it's true it's a UN document, and it's true, blah, 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 but they don't mean to implement it. That's what they do. So they had a fact check. Trump has been told to be very conservative by his fact checkers. So they're like, Well, Amnesty International says 60 to 80% get raped on their way here. And other numbers show that's similar. Just say 1 in 3. So Trump says 1 in 3 women coming up from Latin America get raped before they get here. This is wrong. And it's out of control to have an uncontrolled giant corridor. You know, I don't like all the extra stuff at airports, but you should have it at your borders. But we have it at airports, but not at borders. And so there's Trump saying this, and then CBS News fact checks it and goes, oh, he said 1 in 3. He's wrong. It's 80%. I scroll down and show them the screenshots. They removed the article. So the fact checker wasn't thinking like, oh, we've got Trump. It's at least twice as bad as he's saying. 80% are getting raped. And they went, wait a minute, idiot. That makes his point. That's Amnesty International and liberal groups saying that. Pull it down. Just like, oh, some witness says they saw a white guy. Might have been at the scene that a little black girl got killed. Oh, my God, there's a white supremacist on the loose. He's going to kill everybody. Turns out the sheriff and others had the tip of the name and who it turned out to be, who's pled guilty and everything, and didn't act on it. Law enforcement separately pulled over one of the two and thought they were acting suspicious, then found out more and the guy confessed. So you'd still be hearing about little Jasmine killed by the white devil, and the sheriff would be all over the news, Sheriff Gonzalez, I'm going to stop these white supremacists, you better believe it, when he sat on his hands. But thank God other police didn't. That's a group of dirtbags, folks. That's a group of dirtbags right there. And it's what they do all day long, 24/7. Maybe it's just an accident that he got the exact tip, and he and the main Black Lives Matter activist just kept it to themselves. Because they said that. They said, we think the idea that two black men killed this little girl in cold blood for no reason is just, what was the exact statement? It's in the local news. Was just too improbable. Let me see, about 95% of blacks are killed by blacks. But it's improbable that black people would kill black people. Okay. Again, maybe the sheriff's got a 70 IQ. Or he's really evil. Because he learns on Wednesday afternoon exactly who did it from a tip and doesn't report it and doesn't act on it and keeps going even after they'd already busted the gentleman that ended the scumbags that ended up admitting that they did it. They were still tweeting feverishly to get more Twitter followers on the big Twitter bonanza, the race war bonanza, just like a slot machine. Whites are killing us! Whites! Meanwhile, you don't do a damn thing to stop your kids actually getting killed. Makes me sick. I don't care what color you are, black baby, white baby, whatever. I care about babies. But I'm sure as hell tired of all these so-called minorities teamed up with the globalists running around on their racist anti-white crusade that's going absolutely nowhere but societal collapse.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the